Welcome to the Soul of Business podcast. I'm Heidi Stevens, your host and your guide through these bite-sized episodes where you'll learn how to take inspired action and receive more of what you want in your life. This is the place for tips, techniques, and meditations to have you keep realigning to your most authentic self, to surrender to your own spiritual journey, and ultimately raise your frequency so that you become the woman who attracts what you want in your life. I'm a mentor, a mom, I'm a wife, I'm an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I absolutely love being on this journey with you. Now get ready to experience a whole new level of alignment. Let's go. Well, hello there. I am so happy to be here with you and to be recording a podcast episode all about the Raise Your Vibration Challenge that we are in the middle of right now. At the time of this recording, we're on day 7 of a 30-day challenge, and I'm going to be sharing with you my own personal experience, the ups, the slight downs that I'm experiencing, and just really a lot of awarenesses that I'm having going through this process. For those of you that are not participating, it's totally fine if this is not feeling like a yes for you. But I do want you to consider joining in on this. This is a challenge that you can start at any time. And it is really, really remarkable how several taking action on simple, easy action items on a daily basis, and quite frankly, taking action on them very imperfectly, which I'll be sharing about, can really have a profound shift and transformation in your day-to-day. This is most likely something we're feeling so kind of excited about this, and there's just been a really, really great feedback at the time of this recording. I think over 400 women and men have signed up for this, and I haven't ran one Facebook ad. It's been all just organic shares and whatnot. So there's been a really strong feedback loop, which has been fantastic. And what's really cool is that I'm seeing that people are just starting on their own time, like when they hear about it. So, as a collective, we're officially on day 7. I actually started it a few days prior, so I'm about 2 weeks into it right now. I know that there's some people that are currently on day 3. So don't think that you're behind. These are truly action items that you want to form habits around and start implementing into your every single day, which is why we chose to do a 30-day challenge. It really does take 30 days to have your nervous system form a new habit and to really lock in new ways. I feel like we all can do something for 3 days, whether it's a juice cleanse or, you know, a workout. And on that fourth or fifth day, you wake up and you go, oh, I'm tired, or I really want that coffee or that glass of wine, or I just don't want to work out today. And it can be easy to slide. And so I think the 30 days and is important to just really remind yourself on a daily basis, like, how can I support myself today? How can I tap in a little bit deeper into my own spiritual practices? And how can I raise my vibration? The other thing is that I'm really encouraging everyone to do this challenge very imperfectly. If you've been watching on my Insta stories, I've been sharing my chart, and there's a tracker when you sign up for this that we give you to put by your bed or on your, you know, nightstand or on your desk, so that you can just remind yourself to keep taking action every single day. You'll notice I have not done this perfectly. And yet it's really important to know that every action that you take, everything that you do, it all adds up. There's a compounding effect to each thing that you choose into, to each piece of the self-care. So for those of you guys that aren't haven't signed up or don't really know what I'm talking about, I'm just going to share just very high level what we're doing. It's very simple. On a daily basis, we are challenging everybody to take 5 different action items in order to raise their vibration. And the first one starts with a meditation. I really like doing it in the morning. Some people like doing it at night, so whenever you want to do it, but I, I think it's great to do it first thing when you get up. You're really an open portal, and it's nice to just set the tone right before you get into your day. When you sign up, I have several meditations that I've recorded. Most recent one is a chakra meditation. Anyways, there's lots of meditations that you can do that I can guide you through. We're encouraging you to move your body for a minimum of 27 minutes a day. And the 27 minutes is just a nod to one of my dear friends, Rachel Bloomberg, who owns the studio Plate Fit. We are doing this as a collaboration with her, and Plate Fit offers 27-minute workouts in their studios here in Los Angeles. So, sorry, that's the second one, is moving your body. The third one is listening to high vibe content and consuming high vibrational content. So that can be a podcast or a book. You pop it in your ears for 10 minutes a day, and you just really allow yourself to start vibrating at a higher level. The fourth one is bedtime intentions. I have an entire podcast episode on how to set intentions to make the most out of your sleep. And then the fifth one is that we're encouraging people to do no alcohol. And if alcohol is not your vice, I've shared very freely here that wine is kind of my thing. It's been my way that I use, that's my thing that I use to relax at night. If wine is not your thing and, you know, you have another substance, then I encourage you to abstain from that. Or if it's, you know, my husband, Kenny, he's so addicted to espresso. Like he could care less if he has an alcoholic drink for the rest of his life. He barely drinks, but man, he loves his espresso and he likes to have two, and then it starts affecting his sleep and it's just a thing. So that last piece, I just encourage you to really, you know the thing that's happening in your daily routine that's really not serving you and is a low vibration that you are wanting to eliminate. So I personally also know that espresso doesn't do well with my system. I have a very, very sensitive system. So even having one shot of espresso in the morning, which I so enjoy, and those of you that have been to an event at my house or know me personally know that we've got a very fancy espresso machine in our house. It's really just become a ritual. I love having my morning coffee. And I know that it also affects me. I get that jolt. I end up wanting to kind of crash in the afternoon. And so I've shifted to a tea chai blend that has a bunch of stuff in it and definitely still has caffeine in it. And I do my steamed almond milk with our espresso. So I've added that to my process and have seen a lot of positive benefits from that. So if you want to join along and start now, now is as good of time as any. I have been really feeling that internal just like pulse to, you know, it's like, don't start tomorrow, start now, like start right now. If you're listening to this and it's 10 p.m., like go and do 5 minutes of bedtime intentions prior to going to bed. If you're listening to this on your morning drive at 9 a.m., like here is your high vibe podcast, number one, right? And see if you can go for a walk today at lunchtime for 30 minutes, like start today. We need to get out of the habit of starting, of always thinking that we're going to start tomorrow or tomorrow's going to be a new day. Every single moment, we have choice over what we're consuming, what we're choosing to put in our body, how much water we're drinking, you know, how we're moving our body. And let's be clear, this is not a perfectionism kick. This is not an opportunity for you to think you have to completely do an overhaul. What I love about this challenge is that it really meets you where you're at. And so it's like you do the podcast for 10 minutes. You maybe go to bed a little bit earlier. It's been something that I've been doing. I've been feeling motivated to actually go to bed early because then I want to get up early and I feel good after I've slept for 7 hours, sleeping from, you know, 10 to 5:30 or whatever it is. And then I actually feel good. So I'm going to drop in and just share some very personal things that have been going on with me. I think it'll help illuminate maybe some things that are going on with you guys, or just, you know, give you inspiration to get started and or keep going as we move into week two. So, like I said with the espresso, I think just starting on this kick and just being committed right now, it's really kind of, it's starting to kind of seep into other areas of my life in a positive way. So first example is the espresso. I've also noticed that just by eliminating the espresso and the wine, my body is just wanting more water, and I'm getting more water, so I'm staying more hydrated. I'm also just feeling this call, like it's like I'm having this craving for greens, which I don't, you know, normally. I don't talk too much about food. I eat a healthy diet. I'm gluten-free. I'm primarily dairy-free. I'm not a huge, huge sweet eater. Wine, again, was always kind of my vice. It's like after dinner, I just want a glass of wine. But now it's like I'm having a thing of, you know, kids gummy bears or like a couple slices of an apple or whatever. And that's kind of handling that sugar craving that I have. But I just notice that I'm really being drawn to ask more deeply, like, what am I putting in my food? And what food am I eating? Like, what am I ingesting on a daily basis? So it's starting to seep into other areas, which feels really, really, really good. And ultimately just supporting kind of optimal health and wellness right now, which feels like I'm motivated to do it. My immune system is up. Those of you that have known me for some time, you know that I get this cough. I get it every year. I had it a couple weeks ago. And I truly believe by doing this challenge and doing all the things that I'm sharing with you, I have not had a cough. Now, if I end up getting sick, who knows why? I'm not putting any pressure on myself to not get sick for the rest of the winter season. But I just feel like my constitution is stronger right now. Harrison hasn't gotten sick. Gracie was sick over the holidays, but it just feels like our family in general, like our immune system is up, and I can just feel that like I feel really good. Overall, my eyes are clear. That fog, that haze that I think, you know, the caffeine, the espresso, the wine, the sugar, quite honestly, for me, not doing my meditation, because then I just get wrapped up into like an anxiety loop or like a stress case loop. It's like doing all of these things that I'm challenging us all to do, it's truly like there's just this, like this veil has been lifted. Kenny and I were driving to Malibu about 3 days ago, and it was nighttime, and I was like, it was, you know, it's like Pacific Ocean, and I was like, oh my God. My eyes are just so crystal clear. I can see so well. And even as I look out my window right now, sitting in my office, I'm like, oh yeah, like the trees just look so green. Anyways, it's just like this clear, 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 clear sense around me that it just feels so good. And it definitely feels like a raise in vibration. Now, there have been some quote-unquote challenges with this clarity, and I want to be really vulnerable with you guys in speaking to these, and I, you know, in the chances that you guys are going through it potentially too. I've been feeling very emotional. You know, things like being busy all the time, moving very quickly, not meditating, having a glass of wine at night, having the espresso. It's just like you're on this like loop of like go, go, go. Body's in kind of like a stress state at all times. And I feel like my parasympathetic nervous system is just fully dropped in, and I am genuinely like pretty calm. But with that, some unresolved emotions, some sadness, some grief have really been coming to the surface. And it's really interesting. I don't necessarily have a place for them, meaning it's not like, oh, I'm so sad about this one thing. There's a few things that it could be, and it quite honestly, it really doesn't matter. The emotions are coming up because they're meant to be processed and because they are wanting to clear. And my job is to create the space and hold a container for them to do that. So I've been allowing myself the space to do things like breath work and actually cry, and to let the emotions come through. I've been feeling some stress moments with Harrison. you know, that period between 5 and 8 o'clock where it's like, I have a glass of wine. It kind of gets me through that nightly bedtime routine. I have been actually having the thought and the feeling, which feels so foreign to me, of like, I'm bored. Like, I'm just bored right now. And I had it this past weekend. It's almost like this low grade kind of like apathy, again, which is, it truly feels like a foreign feeling to me. I know that probably a lot of you listening to this have maybe dealt with depression or suffered from depression in the past, or, you know, a lot of, I tend to go to anxiety and overdrive. I don't really tend to go to the, like, the depression side. Like, that's where my baseline kind of like lower level emotions go, is I get wound up, I get stressed, I get anxiety, I get overwhelmed. That's like future forward thinking. And then the like kind of wallowing in the past, or just the like being in the, you know, it's that creates a more of a depressed state. And again, this has been, it's been low grade, but it's just, I've been very aware of it, of this feeling of just like, oh my God, like, is this all there is? Like, wow. Like, I, and believe, I hear myself saying this, like, I live such a beautiful life, and I keep coming back to my gratitude process, but there is this element of just space right now. And, like a real connectedness to the mundane. Having little kids is mundane. The day-to-day work of things that we do in the house to keep things going is mundane. And I, you know, I have a lot of grace for myself. I'm a Sagittarius. I'm a fire. Like, I like new. I like action, activity, and adventure. Like, these things actually fuel me. They do not put me into, like, I love them. And so in this period where there's a little bit of a cocoon, it's the beginning of the year, we're all getting quiet. It's just like, wow, all right, this is uncomfortable. And so I'm challenging myself to get comfortable with the slowness and with the space and with the mundane, and really looking at how can I make that 5 to 8 p.m. period more enjoyable? How, like, let's turn on music. Let's do our dance party. Let's get creative in the kitchen. I've been cooking more. I'm breathing deeply to be present. I'm doing my best. I am not perfect by any means, but I'm doing a better job. I'll say that. I'm doing a better job at putting my phone away, or just turning it off, or not checking it every 5 minutes, and just really trying to be present with my chitlins. And it's helping. It's really, really, really helping. And also, I just want to voice that there is an awareness of uncomfortability and like, huh, I don't like it. Like, I don't like it. I want to like being doing something cool and going out to a cool dinner and having a, you know, a glass of wine. But the reality is that I don't like that in the morning. Like, I don't feel great when I have that at night. And so, but for me, kind of being in this like uncomfortable state and during that period of time, I get to then go to bed early. I'm sleeping so much better. I'm sleeping deeper. I'm waking up. I'm doing my morning practice. I'm doing my meditation. And my days are so much smoother. My days are so much more fulfilling. I'm sustaining my energy all throughout the day. I'm not crashing, da 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 da. So, and it's interesting. There's like a vacillation process. It's like on, like, I'm aware of this feeling of like the boredom. And then on the other side, I woke up yesterday and today, and my first thought was, I am so free. Like, I'm so connected to source. I'm so taken care of. I have everything that I need right here in this moment. I'm so grateful for my health. Like, I actually feel such a level of peace and such a level of freedom. And truly, like, what more can we want than that? Right? Like, what more can we want? So it's very, very, very interesting. Yeah, I'm an emotional being. I've got a big spectrum. I have a lot of energy that runs through my system. And, you know, I'm really learning how to manage that. I'm also really being mindful of what are practices that I can do during my day. I'm like, maybe I don't need to work from 9 to 4 every single day. Like maybe I can work from 9 to 2. And like, how do I just like drill down and simplify so that I can go and do things like acupuncture? And, you know, I'm pretty good at self-care, but I feel like there's a whole new level of mindfulness of I'm doing this right now so that I can be fully resourced at 4 o'clock or 4:30 when I pick up Harrison. Because if I've like really pushed it all day long and I'm doing a million things, I'm not then fully resourced. And then that's when I want alcohol. That's when I want sugar. That's when I want the extra cookie or whatever the thing is. And so I'm just really monitoring my nervous system. And I know that for some of you, like you may be on the other side, like you may need more fire, right? So it's like, it's really all of our bodies are different. All of our baselines are really different. And it's really knowing like, what do you need? What does your body need in order to really drop into that parasympathetic nervous system, that more calm state that we all can access through meditation. In order to have a more like regulated system throughout the days. The last thing I'm going to just end with is this is, had this thought yesterday that we all are craving and desperate for time and space. It's like, we're all so busy. We've all got such full lives. And I feel like there's just this, you know, kind of collective consciousness of just really wanting more time. What I want to share with you as someone that has done such a, I have been so focused and conscious of my time really during this challenge, but also over the last 6 to 9 months as I've shifted my business and the collective, et cetera, et cetera. You guys know my story by now. If you don't, go listen to past podcasts. That I have created time and space. There is a lot of openness and time and space in my days. And I'm really having to learn how to be with that. I'm being asked to drop into my spiritual practices and get more connected with the feminine than ever. The feminine lives in the gray. She lives in the unknown. She doesn't have her plan all written out. She's not structured all throughout her day. There's a lot of space for her to flow, for her to dream, for her to get clarity, for her to receive inspiration. And what's really important to note is that you've got to take dominion over your brain. So when you do create that time and space for yourself, what I want to challenge you with is, how are you going to fill it? Are you going to let that the old belief systems, the old emotions, the past trauma, are you going to let that fill your day and start running rampant? I've caught myself during days of this challenge getting caught up into loops of different, you know, anxieties or stories, or I have to do it this way, or I need to do it this way, or this way is not going to work, or getting really caught up in like, what's next? And like, what's the next program? What's the next launch? What am I going to do? And it's like, no, like my job right now is to hold. My job right now is to raise my vibration, to take such good care of myself so that I can be an open channel for clarity, for the next steps, for the next thing, for how I can serve in a bigger way, for how my message can reach more humans. But right here and now, my job is to be with myself, to be with my body, to take epic care, to follow, to lean into the places inside that I'm being called, and to listen to the divine, to listen to feminine, whatever it is that you want to call it. And I stress this because as you keep taking steps into this challenge, as you meditate, as you bump up against your own places that are uncomfortable, or, you know, like the silence, or the space, or the self-care, like your stuff is going to bubble. It will bubble up. And the question is, are you going to let it take you back down, or are you going to let it bubble up, process it, and ultimately transform so that you can re-engage and basically like reframe yourself at a new frequency? This is about up-leveling yourself at a cellular level and truly learning how to have a new baseline. So all of that stuff, you're clearing space right now, you're creating space, you're creating time, your stuff will bubble up. And the next question is, what are you going to do with it? Are you going to let your emotions come through? Are you going to let yourself work your process? Are you going to let yourself transform so you can elevate, so you can uplevel, so you can vibrate, so that you ultimately can receive more of what you want in your life? I love you. I want to keep seeing all of your progress. Keep giving shout outs on Instagram. I'm going to keep sharing with you my process. And if you want some insider emails with what's going on with me and the challenge and whatnot, make sure to sign up. We'll put the link in the note section right below. Until next time, raise your vibration, go do your thing, go be you, go be the magnet that you are in the world. I love you.